All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Susie, your timing is right on. You're asking me off air about the Sphere. I think because is this fight in Vegas? Maybe even at the Sphere?
Yes, and they're showing pictures of it. The UFC fight.
Yeah, it's worth your time. It absolutely is worth your time. So that's where I want to go. Susie's here. Darusha out. Darusha normally joins us at 2:35. Blois is in for him. I haven't talked to Blois on air in a long, long time. So Blois.
He's in the building. He just got here.
I saw it, and thank God he's now wearing one of his insipid vests. Thank God. I if you would have walked in with one of those vests, I might have said, call in. I don't need to see one of those vests.
Does he look like a man on a safari?
He's got 500,000 vests. And let's just all acknowledge vests, the most overrated clothing of all
time.
Wow,
you're not a fan of a vest.
You know what I do? I respect my arms. I show respect for my arms. Rena Sargentopoulos yesterday showing no respect for legs, made fun of shorts and skirts, and said they both failed in their attempts to be pants. I don't wear a vest if I'm chilly. I wear a coat or a sweater because I want my arms also to be warm, not just my torso.
I had no idea you felt this.
Yes.
Strongly about the vest.
Exactly.
I have two, and I enjoy them both.
Yeah, well, get rid of them. Burn them later today.
But I wear them more as a fashion statement.
As a fashion statement? As accoutrement to your persona?
Oui.
Okay, so this doesn't have to be just a la-di-da, look-at-me segment.
Okay.
It's going to start that way a little bit, though.
Mm.
So I want people to text me, or if you need to elucidate through a phone call, 651-461-9226, a trip you think of, and if you could magically snap your fingers. Let me hear you snap your fingers, Susie. Are you a snapper? Excellent. Tubbsy, let's hear your snapping. Let's hear a little snapping here.
Nice.
Ooh, I think Tubbs might be. And by the way, are you left-handed, Tubbs?
No, I'm right-handed.
How about that? He went with the strong left-handed tapper.
I can do a lot of things with my left hand.
Such as?
Eat popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Greatest individual known to snap his or her finger is 651-461-9226. Who is the greatest known snapper? We used to have the snapper mow him down inning here. So I want you to think of a trip that if you could say presto, you go back. Here's why I raised this topic. There is some level of rationale. The DP World Tour, the European Golf Tour, today they're playing golf at a golf course called Royal County Down. A majority of surveys will say that Royal County Down is either the greatest golf course on planet Earth, or it is the greatest golf course outside of the United States of America. And yes, 2 years ago, I was lucky enough to play Royal County Down. It's public.
Oh.
Part of the greatness of Scotland and Ireland is there are members to these famous, brilliant golf courses where they get greater opportunities than the rabble like us, but many of them, almost all of them, also allow goofballs like me and you to play.
Wow.
You can't go to Pine Valley and just say, hey, I'm here to play. You can't just go to Cypress Point. You're the great ones in America. You don't have that. In Ireland, Scotland, and other places across the globe, you do have that opportunity. It lived up to every speck of my anticipation. Absolutely loved it. I watched today and brought back great memories. So I want people to tell me. And by the way, it doesn't have to just be in Ireland. It can be like I love Northland, Duluth. I had a great time in Duluth last week. It could be a trip to Des Moines. It could be a trip to Sydney, Australia. Now, you travel, well, a lot of people know this, you have 710 vacation days. You have more vacation days than anyone in this building outside of maybe David Joseph. The two of you are competing for vacation days. So you've had a lot of trips. And again, I want people to tell me, 651-461-9226. Think of a trip. By the way, it could be this great trip that you went to Annandale. You went to Winona.
Okay.
Okay. Or you went to Madrid. Just some trip, and you just have such fond memories that it comes to mind. So you, Susan K. Jones, world traveler. You probably need to give us two. Think of a trip that comes to mind. You think, man, if I could just go back on that trip today, I would even get you out of Pepsi in a can for that.
I would find it. Mm-hmm. You know what comes to mind? Without question, and I would take a couple of yearly trips to different locations,
of course you do.
But always the same location. So, for example, my cousin has a cabin in Dillon, in Silverthorne, Colorado. So you drive into, fly into Denver, rent a car, go up into the mountains, and they have a cabin / mansion in the mountains, essentially. And it's,
you were thrown off there because Chris moved his microphone up.
You can tell that. It bothered me. I lost eye contact.
You lost eye contact. That's why I stood up.
Thank you. Yeah. You're so thoughtful.
I'm trying to move it so you guys can have eye contact.
No, you just blocked us.
You did the opposite.
You blocked us, Chris.
Oh. Yeah.
My mojo. No, but anyway.
I smoked into the ceiling.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dillon.
Yep. Silverthorne, Colorado. Yeah. And then the first ski hill is Copper Mountain.
Yeah.
And I like to ski.
You do like to ski.
I do.
Are you pretty good?
I am good enough to spend a day at Copper Mountain on the greens and maybe a few blues.
Okay. But, that's pretty good.
But my legs
enough
are,
to enjoy it.
Yeah, my legs are strong. You certainly do get tired. I mean, when you've been on the mountain all day.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you're really engaging your quads and you know, it takes some muscle.
Good exercise.
So anyway, that I absolutely love doing, which I think I'm going to try to get there in November because I have a few more days before the end of the year.
Of course you do. Honestly.
The other one I go to here in the United States is.
By the way, Colorado is in the United States. Just wanted to let you know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I told you I have allergies and my head hurts. Marco Island.
Marco Island.
You know.
That's with Joel Maturi, I think.
That's my trip with Joel. Joel and I meet every March.
Okay, those are excellent. I want to hear from Tubbsy.
Okay.
And also, you stick around, Susie.
Okay.
I will not make eye contact with you throughout the break, though.
Okay.
I will. Did I throw the football over your head?
Yes, he did,
during
people.
The start
people
of the Newcastle.
People need to understand that. And he also jabbed me in the side.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Made me jump out of my skin.
Bring HR down here. If you could go back to any trip in your life, I don't know. Could be a trip to the neighbors. God knows what you and the neighbor have going on. I don't know. Or it's a trip somewhere to the North Pole. You can
ooh,
go back
that'd
to
be fun.
Any trip. I'm out. No, thanks. No. I don't need to go to the North Pole. I'm out. Okay?
Okay.
Santa comes and sees me once a year. We're good that way. Where would you want to go right back to that same location? 651-461-9226.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What an awful song this is.
Come on.
It's just awful.
It's fun.
Who are these guys again? I'll know it as soon as you say it.
The Baja Men.
Baja Men.
Baja Men.
Yes.
Their second most famous song is what? After Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who that let might the, be it.
Who let the cats out? I mean, hey. Okay.
That's so coming up for Blois.
We're talking, if you could go, recreate, go back to any trip you've ever taken in your life, where would you go? Chris Tubbs, Susie offered up, I offered up. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. What do you have? Where, if you could recreate, you go back and do this trip again, 651-461-9226. Tubbsy, what do you got?
This is going to shock you, but it would be my very first WrestleMania back in 2015.
Okay.
Because I went with four of my buddies. We went out to San Jose and had a chance to check out the brand new Levi Stadium. We just had events after events. And then part of it was going to Alcatraz and, ooh, you know, the Ripley's, you know, believe it or not, or this old, you know, like arcade. And we made plans the night before we flew back. We made plans on like this, I think it was a Wednesday. Mm. But like, you know what, we're going to go to the pier and we're just going to walk around.
So now you're San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco.
But the event was at Levi Stadium?
Yeah.
WrestleMania?
The big one was at San Jose, was at Levi Stadium, but there were events all around.
All over the place, yeah.
Yeah, all over the place. And we went to this bar. I can't even remember the name of it.
TGI Fridays?
Yeah, it might have been TGA. It was either that or an Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
But we sat out on the pier for a couple of drinks, and 9 hours later, we closed down the bar.
Ow!
This was, and the there were no, like, trains back.
Oh, no.
So we had to somehow figure, I don't even remember how we got back to our hotel to make a 6 o'clock flight the next morning, but it was, like, the best time I've ever had.
Well, if you told me I could go to one major city in America, San Francisco is in the top two or three.
It's fabulous.
It's San Francisco.
Beautiful.
And I get that there are some parts of it where the homeless situation is really bad, but we went out there a couple of years ago and had a phenomenal time. And listen, you went with buddies to an event you all like.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to be such a huge part of it. Among the candidates, I want more. You could go back on a trip, or you could recreate the whole trip, or you go back on its own. Where would you go? Greece, somebody said. Well, I just told you, Kathleen.
Yeah.
She is leaving for Greece in a couple days, and I'm very, very jealous. Someone says Kiowa Island
in Hawaii?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina.
That's a golf mecca, too, area. Yep. Dominican Republic. World-class golf, Teeth of the Dog, which is a very famous place. I like to call it candy golf because the views playing along the Caribbean are wonderful. The quality golf is also equally as good. Someone says Jamaica.
Huh.
Have you had a chance to travel to Jamaica before?
I've never traveled to Jamaica before.
Yeah. Tubbsy, Jamaica, you're nodding.
Yes, I've been there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Enjoyed it?
Loved it.
Oh. Nice. Loved
it. Another place as well that I think is very underrated, you got the Turks Caicos, but then actually Puerto Rico. We went zip
Puerto Rico, pretty good?
Mm. My wife and I went ziplining over Puerto Rico, and it's just the pure ecstasy of seeing something just like the environment that's so pure and unfiltered. It's gorgeous.
I enjoy ziplining.
I was just going to ask, have you ziplined,
yeah,
Chad?
Yeah, 5-6 times. I think we should have a permanent zip line across the Mississippi River about 5 blocks from here. All year long.
Just fly
right across. Alongside of the Hennepin Avenue Bridge or the 3rd Avenue Bridge. And by the way, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
We're a destination. That's what Minneapolis is now. Destination. We've had it. Didn't we have that for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we had it for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that was
let's
cool.
get it back.
I'll find out how much work it would take to get it permanently.
Could it be done before the Southwest light rail?
Ha!
No. It'd be a little less expensive.
That's funny.
Texture, more golf related. Does not have to be golf related, by the way.
I know, but you hit a nerve.
Yeah. I've hit your nerve before.
Yeah.
PGA National, after the Honda Classic, tremendous fun playing the Bear Traps, seeing that TV. If you like golf and you like watching the PGA Tour, or as my friend Patrick would say, Tour. And then you get to play the course. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Greatest snappers of all time. Again, finger snappers. Cary Grant from the Flintstones, closer to common, with the Flintstones. I think this is the winner. The Fonz, right? I mean, Arthur Fonzarelli,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, the Fonz. Thank you. I thought the Fonz was.
How about Gomez Adams?
Gomez Adams. Somebody says Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, did she snap?
Did Pinky snap? I just think of the Fonz with A and snapping his fingers. Best snapper, somebody says Lurch from the Adams Family.
Mm.
And then multiple people saying Sammy Davis.
Oh, yeah. Fly me to the moon.
Right. More text. Where would you go?
Where would you go?
Scotland.
Never been.
Yes, one time for me, Scotland. Is it Mackinac Island?
Mackinac. Yeah. Or, you know, and another one is Madeline Island.
Madeline Island,
beautiful.
Yes. Right up here?
Yeah, and you take the boat across, and then you rent a bicycle. Darling place.
Yeah. Right there in Lake Superior, and we did have the great John Williams, who once said to Dan Cook, wouldn't it be great if we had a great lake right here? In the state of Minnesota.
He did not.
He did.
He said it live on the air.
Positively said it, and then Dan played it for me just to confirm it.
Wow.
And Dan, and again, John, a very intelligent man.
Very intelligent man.
Maybe not, though, if he didn't realize Lake Superior. Last time I checked, great.
That's funny how people don't know stuff. I remember years ago we were walking down to the show when I was on with Eleanor Mondale.
Yep.
And we were going down. We had like this camper stream. It was the Metrodome. And somebody mentioned Kirby Puckett. We have to ask about him. And she said, what happened to Kirby Puckett? And it was like that was a bit of news that had just slipped. You know what I mean? Like there are things that are monumentally, in my opinion, that you just know.
It's the top 20 SNL skits. When it's one of the years where it's, what am I guessing, maybe 40 years after JFK died, and it's kind of, where were you? And the whole bit is these people have no idea that Jack Kennedy was assassinated.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's the whole bit. It's just, it's hysterical. More locations here.
Yes.
Puerto Vallarta.
Ah, sure.
There we go. Tanzania. And Zanzibar on a safari. Now, I've had...
Wow. Have you done a safari? I would love to do a safari.
I was just going
to
add, best friend. Jeez, when did Jason and Claire go on a safari? They had the kids.
Mm.
And the kids were old enough, so maybe 15 years ago, went on a safari. It was a hoity-toity one. The pictures were absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's near the top of my list because I'm thinking, one, I don't want to be slaughtered by a rhinoceros. And how, as an insomniac, how am I going to sleep when I'm thinking about the lion tapping on my shoulder right before he says, I'm about to eat you.
I'm going
to
eat you. Yeah. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah. My sister lived in Tanzania for 2 years. I went over for 3 weeks and we did a 7-day safari.
Wow.
Unbeatable experience.
Hmm.
Turkey, 20 years ago, it was fantastic. Mortex. My sister and I went to Grenoble, France. Go ahead, Tubbsy. When you think of Grenoble, France, who do you think of?
Andre the Giant.
There we go. My sister and I went to Grenoble, France for a friend's wedding. Unbelievable time. Same trip, went to London, Paris, and Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I went to Nice. Susie, have you ever skied Loveland?
In Colorado?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
I have skied.
North Dakota.
I have skied Breckenridge and Copper Mountain, but I've never, you know, because it's very expensive.
Yes.
And Vail is off the charts just for a day pass, you know what I mean? So Copper Mountain, it's a nice mountain. You can still, anyway, it's expensive. But no, I haven't. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're making $375 here. You,
yeah, I'm making.
All right, get out of here. We're done with
okay.
you. We've moved.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne K. Jones, Darusha dead to us. Actually, he's doing a great thing today. He's volunteering for Second Harvest Heartland. Blois is in for him. Blois is going to join us next on CCO. Blois in the house. Donald Trump, Blois, in the last 10, 15 minutes. A lot of blather, a lot of Harris only wants a debate because, like boxing, You only want a rematch if you lost. Donald at the end saying, there will be no third debate. He's wrong. I'm going to say 100% there will be a third debate. Who is right? The 45th president of the United States or me, dopey little middling afternoon talk show host?
I think Donald Trump's right on this one.
Really?
I don't think there'll be a debate because I don't think the closer you get and the numbers we're seeing even 2 days later, I mean, if Harris has a significant, it's not going to be a significant lead, a lead in key states, she'll lose her motivation to do it and she'll be like, he already said no. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan about the debate, about the debates, about the debates.
Yes. That's why I open with it.
Yeah. But according to every poll, he won, except for I haven't seen one of those polls.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I stepped on your touchdown call.
Thanks. Sorry. Thanks.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's been a while since we worked together here, Chad. We got to warm up before election
exactly.
night.
There's a couple polls which have come out in the immediate aftermath of her decisive victory, showing her up 5 nationally. Again, as I said yesterday, she kicked his butt. Now, she should answer more questions. I don't think the moderators followed up enough with her non-answers. If you're going to fact check him, you absolutely should have followed up her non-answers. I think that's a mistake. I want you to expand on that, too. But a 5-point lead right now, so what?
National polls don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to talk about the Taylor Swift effect today.
Okay.
Because people are like, so does it matter? Well, guess what? You and I, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. My 19-year-old daughter,
yep.
Her friends, the chat at the sorority house at the University of Kansas, it matters.
Yeah. Well, I just saw, too, that polling, I think it is 30 and under. She's 15 points up, and Joe Biden was 28 points up in the same category in 20. So while she's jumped up in a lot of areas, women, people of color, she's got a ways to go in that area. Maybe T. Swift helps a little bit.
Yeah, I think you still have to look state by state. I look at national polls, but I don't put a lot of credence in them. I think you just have to keep looking state by state. And ultimately, it's about the machine. Who's more organized? Democrats are traditionally more organized, and that's where they're going to make sure their people get to the polls. And some of the voting laws have changed in places like Georgia, which make it's going to be harder for Democrats to have the surge in Georgia.
Yep.
But Pennsylvania and Michigan, they'll find the machine. If the votes are there, they'll get them if she has momentum. Momentum wins campaigns, and she's had the momentum. And somebody said this the other night. Look, there's still a lot of time left. We could have a national security issue. We could have a lot of things happen between now.
We're going to have a lot of stuff happen.
Yeah.
No doubt, right? Now, to what level? Let's wait and see.
What impacts? So, as I've said since January, pace yourself. But rather than on a monthly basis, just daily, hourly, people, pace yourselves.
Yes. Okay. I talked a lot about the moderators yesterday. What did you think of David Muir and Lindsay Davis?
I thought they did a good job at having questions that had a lot of context and data behind them, which you and I have moderated debates. We've moderated them together.
Yep.
Framing the question oftentimes to not – like bias it is really hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Are you pro-life or pro? No, it's right. There's got to be context. I thought you're right. They could have followed up with her more. But I appreciated their tone and their tenor. And I'll just say this. It felt really nice to have new moderators.
Yeah, they're different.
I feel like
right?
for the last 20 years, we've had basically the same moderators.
Good point.
I think Jake Tapper's a good anchor and a decent host. But we know where he stands. So I have a filter whenever he asks a question. And I didn't know where either one of them stood before the debate.
But you know the Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah.
Felt that way before and further feel that way because – the fact-checking him and the non-follow-ups of her.
Yeah.
Right?
Really good buddy of mine a couple weeks ago, offline. I was like, well, you know, some of the walls stuff. Da-da. He's like, Blaise, it doesn't matter. Truth doesn't matter anymore. Fact-checking doesn't matter anymore. These are teams and elections, and nothing matters. You just go to your tribe and you follow your tribe. And I just had lunch with the business leader who leans a little left, and he said, I just worry about how motivated and confident the left has become in their point of view being the only point of view that's allowable in our country.
Yeah.
And I think that's where moderators, how do you do this? You know, hopefully in 4 years we have a normal cycle with a more traditional debate.
Good luck to you on that one. Tim Walz and everything that has happened since he pushed extraordinarily hard, went with the public campaign and pulled off the upset and became the VP. Which allegation questioning what he has said, what he has done, is the most valid?
I would say that I think it goes to just being an executive. That's what I hear all the time. Not being able to be decisive in a moment under pressure. But I think the fraud stuff is the stuff that will linger. I think it's the stuff that he may have to deal with. Let's say he's vice president. He may still have to deal with it after he's vice president because it involved federal dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to linger, and it's either going to weigh down his successor, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, or he's going to be distracted by it. And I just think that's the biggest thing to kind of hold, that people can hold on to. The other stuff you can debate back and forth on.
Okay, so if Vance is going to go at him, and he will when they debate October 1st, would you spend more time on the National Guard? Would you spend more time on feeding our future? Would you spend more time on George Floyd riots? Where would you spend your time?
Well, you're taking away some of my writings of that week before.
Yeah.
thanks, Chad.
Yeah.
Look, we've both watched him multiple times debate. I've hosted Tim Walz in 3 debates. You got to take him, like Trump, you have to take him off the subjects he's comfortable talking about.
Yes, you have to be very precise, specific, and then if he does give you the non-answer, you can follow up probably once.
Yep.
And then it's up to the public to see he's ducking it or you like him so much. Hey, I love his answer.
But all you have to do is challenge him or, like, if you're J.D. Vance, you say, but you didn't answer the question or do something like that. It's not Trump-like. I mean, one of my favorite Walz interview moments was January 1st, 2021. I was sitting in for whoever our guest host was for the morning show.
Right.
And I said, Governor Walz, it's January 1st. What'd you learn from COVID? He's like, surround yourself with good people. I said, next year's an election year? What are you thinking? You're going to run? Haven't even thought about it. Well, Governor Walz, you have a fundraiser in 2 days.
Yeah.
Have you thought about running for re-election? Right. Well, other people are thinking about it, but I haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you just say you've thought about it, Governor. Yeah. And then he gets mad. And you're like, that's the simplest, I'm planning on running for re-election. Yeah. Or, that's the plan now. It could change. These are not tough questions.
Yeah, hey. What if that's Governor Walz right there?
It's not.
What do we think about that ringtone, Dubsy?
It's the traditional ringtone.
I'm very generic, traditional. Very dull.
I'm very generic.
Yeah, when you're out in public, I bet like 15 people also look at their phone.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, is that me?
Freshen up that ringtone.
How about Tubbsy's T-shirt?
Yeah.
Would you and I ever wear a T-shirt like that to work? Well, you would. I can't.
I might. I don't think work sucks.
I give you credit.
I might disagree.
I give you credit for still working at your age.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Where are you again? Hello. Royce White. How visible is Royce going to be over the next 2 months?
Well, I go back to this. Royce White got Steve Bannon's support, has all these Twitter followers, all this national stuff, can still only raise less money than Lacey Johnson raised against Ilhan Omar, can still not get the following. The people are coming is his slogan. 4 times at the state fair, I stood across the street and watched his booth.
Yep.
The people didn't come.
Yep.
So there's a compelling populism in what he said and how he did it. But he's not leaving his basement and his podcast, and there's no real populism there. And frankly, it doesn't resonate. But I believe we will have a U.S. Senate debate on Sunday.
Okay. You think those two
will debate on Sunday Take, I believe, on the 22nd of September.
Okay, so she is going to debate multiple times? I think
two or three.
Two or three times. Does that surprise you?
No, because I think it only helps Klobuchar.
You do?
Yes. In this environment,
yeah,
she is mature, can handle it. She's been through worse, and it contrasts things. And why would she look like she's ducking in this race? It's not. She's probably not going to lose. Here's the other thing that I think matters in that race is that her numbers are lower than they've ever been before. And I think that she knows she needs the attention because of the divide in the state.
Yeah. It's unavoidable.
Yeah. I mean, she's just over 50%. She has never been under 60% in a victory. In her first race, we just looked this up the other day, she got 67% against Mark Kennedy.
Against the most well-known person she's run against.
Yes.
Now, Royce is well-known, but not for politics.
No. And I would say, as I travel the state, I was in Duluth yesterday. I was in Brainerd last week. I was in Rochester 2 weeks ago. Nobody's asking about Royce White.
Every one of them a golf trip. I mean, it doesn't count if you're just playing golf.
My rounds this year are down 30 to 40%, sir.
Yeah. My rounds are down 30 to 40%.
And your score.
My scores are up about 20%, unfortunately. Okay, give a little preview for what's coming up today.
Does Taylor Swift's endorsement matter?
Yep.
Why? And then we'll talk a little Vikings.
Yeah.
You know, DeRusha left the cupboard empty.
It's not a busy talker. It's not a busy day.
Yeah, there's no news.
Yeah.
We're trying to talk about when there's a credible threat or a non-credible threat at schools, how does law enforcement deal with it? We're efforting that.
Excellent. Thank you, Blois.
Thank you, Chad.
Blois in for Jason. He'll lead you up to H Lake because the Twins finally have an off day. They take on, nobody calls them the Big Red Machine anymore, do they? I mean, if you're dreadful, they're not quite dreadful. They're closer to dreadful than they are great.
I think they're called the Red Stockings.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Reds come to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'll hear all the action right here on the home of the Twins, CCO. I'm amused by one of the texters suggesting that the media has been too soft on Donald Trump. Give me a bleeping break. Of course, this is from someone who won't spend a split second even considering a vote for Donald Trump. And by the text, this person certainly didn't come off as a fan of Donald Trump, but suggesting the so-called mainstream media has been tough and exacting and penal and precise on Donald Trump. As I said in the text, thanks for the chuckle. If you want to know more about Donald Trump, he continues to pal around the last day with conspiracy-minded, racist-minded Laura Loomer. When there's a battle between Marjorie Taylor Greene and anyone else on the planet, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one making sense, you might want to buckle up. Laura Loomer, indefensible. The crap she tosses out, harassing people and just trolling with filth. And Donald John Trump is traveling to the debate with her, traveling to 9/11 events with Laura Loomer. That tells you a lot. Tubbsy, good luck tomorrow, man. You are out.
Thank you.
Appreciate your great work.
I appreciate it.
Josh will be in. Blois and Dan are going to take you home. And a reminder, your Lindus Construction time check is time for the show to end. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off insulation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Do me a favor right now. Sign up on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.